Today's the Rashi for the morning. I'm going to focus on the pasuk at the beginning of the fifth aliyah. Vayita Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha asher omri imachtim liyiras Hashem Elokecha lelechet b'chol derechav v'lahava oto v'lavod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. So Moshe starts the aliyah saying, "Now, O Israel, what does Hashem ask of you but to fear Him and to walk in His ways and to love Him and to serve Him, etc., etc." Rashi comments, I'm going to only focus on the second comment that Rashi makes, ki im liyira, v'rabotenu darshu mikan, akol b'dei shamayim chutz miyarat shamayim, that everything is in the hands of heaven except for yarat shamayim. And we could talk for hours and hours and even days about this pasuk and all the things that the Chazal learned from it, all the things that the Rishonim and the Achronim talk about. Over here, hakol b'dei shamayim chutz miyarat shamayim, the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel over there asks, so what, yarat shamayim is a small thing over here because it says ki im. Only this is asked, what is Yirat Shamayim? Is this Yirat HaRomimut, Yirat HaOnesh? There's a lot to talk about over here, but I want to focus on one thing that not many people focus on, which is how does this drasha work exactly? The Gemara says that Hashem is only asking for one thing, Yirat Shamayim. But there's a long list of things in this pasuk. It says, Gim liyirat Hashem Elokecha, lelechet b'chol derechav, ulahava oto, v'lavod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Why does it say that the only thing that Hashem asks from us is Yirat Shamayim? That's the only thing that's in our hands. It doesn't make any sense. It's a long list of things that we're asked to do. So to explain this, we have to understand something that's actually very important when you read Chumash and Tanakh Bichlal and also the Sidur. And that is that biblical Hebrew doesn't work exactly the same as modern Hebrew or modern any language, frankly. We know that in English, if you have a list of things, right, you don't use the word and in between. If I have to go get from the store apples, oranges, bananas, kiwis, right? That's how I say it. And I put the and at the end. I don't say I have to get apples and bananas and oranges and kiwis. I don't say that. The same thing is true in Hebrew. In modern Hebrew, you only put the vav at the end of the sentence. You don't put it in between. Everything else is just separated by comma. That is not the way that biblical Hebrew works. The way that biblical Hebrew works is that when you have a list of things, you put a vav in between all the words. And then when you want to have a new list, or you want to start a new sentence, you take the vav away. Now, with that in mind, pay attention to the words in the pasuk. Ma Hashem Elokecha shol meimach, ki im li'ira et Hashem Elokecha, lelechet b'chol derechav, ula'ava oto, v'la'avod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. You'll notice that over here, li'ira oto is separated, li'ira et Hashem Elokecha, and then it should say v'la'lechet, but it doesn't. It says la'lechet, which means it's a new list. Which means the Yirat Hashem Elokecha is alone. It's the only thing in its list. Everything else is in a separate list, not part of the original list. And that is why Chazal are able to say, HaKol B'dei Shamayim, Chutz Miyirat Shamayim. That's the only thing that we're actually asked to do at the beginning of this pasuk. Yom Tov L'Kulam. Yeah.